Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm going to take a sip of coffee because that's one of the stories, in fact, the most important story this week. Moderate coffee, tea, and caffeine consumption decreases your risk for new onset cardiometabolic multi-morbidity. And that's a lot of words to say. It decreases your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, type 2 diabetes. We knew all of those. This study in 300,000 people, 188,000 tea drinkers, 180,000 coffee drinkers confirms that. So that's our Roizen Rule for a Younger You story of the week. Enjoy coffee or tea if it enjoys you. Our sponsors, Life First Naturals, the makers of Trubiotics, as well as Bovine Colostrum, two things I take daily. In, at least the latter one, I put in my coffee, 2,000 milligrams a day. And also Dye Rescue, something you can take 3 days before, 4 days after your shot of a GLP-1 like Ozempic or tirzepatide, when you increase the dose to prevent the side effects of diarrhea, constipation, or nausea. That's only the first two, that is Bovine Colostrum and Trubiotics, have very good randomized controlled studies showing that, whereas the data on the Dye Rescue and the GLP-1s, well, that's all anecdotal. But go to their website, lifefirstnaturals.com, where you can see all the data. The second sponsors is Longevity Playbook. Go to longevityplaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and soon you'll be able to sign up for the coaching program that will help you get younger and stay younger. That's at longevityplaybook.com. How common is hypertension? It is, if you're normal tensive at age 45, 85% chance you will have hypertension at age 85. That's how common it is. What's it due to? Well, maybe it's due to too much sodium in our diet. The potassium to sodium ratio in diets was 10 in the period of 1800 to 1900. In the last 100 years, it's gone from 10 of potassium to 1 of sodium to 0.7, or now it is 2 of potassium to 3 of sodium. And that's led to hardening of our arteries, hypertension, increased cancer rates, increased immune dysfunction, increased diabetes. Another story this week is that a short course of antibiotics is appropriate for patients with streptococcal pneumonia bacteremia. That is a 3-day course rather than a 10 or 21-day course. That prevents us getting infected with other things, or what we call super infections. The diagnosis of alopecia, that is hair loss, causes psychological dysfunction in people, as well as can cause some autoimmune disease, whether because they're stressed about it or whether it's some of the basic process. And the FDA authorized the first over-the-counter combination of COVID-19 and flu tests that are not for emergency use. That is, on the same little piece of cardboard, I don't know if it's cardboard or whatever it's in, that board that you put it in, you can get a test for both the flu, that is, are you infected with influenza or do you have a COVID-19 infection or neither? And by the way, the U.S. government is making those at-home COVID tests available for free now. Again, go to, I think it is cdc.gov/COVID-19 tests. Pregnant people are increasingly diagnosed with that high blood pressure we talked about before, and COVID-19 infection increases your risk of hypertension as well. So we got a lot of stories about hypertension being a problem, and it is a problem for all of us. But what helps reduce hypertension and type 2 diabetes? Getting rid of ultra-processed foods. That is our odd omega story of the week. Not buying things in boxes, cooking fresh fruit, fresh vegetables yourself, knowing what you cook them with, is a way of decreasing your risk of hypertension and type 2 diabetes. Those are the top stories of the week. Remember our top story? Hypertension is common, increased with COVID-19, and it increases your risk of heart attack, stroke, memory loss. It's very common. The earlier you treat it, the better. And shift from high sodium diets with soup and bread and pizza to high potassium diets with fresh vegetables and fruit. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. And remember, enjoy moderate coffee, tea, and caffeine consumption, because it lowers your risk of all of those bad things we've been talking about today: heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, even cancer. Thanks again for listening. Remember, we are brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum and TruBiotics, as well as DiRescue. Go to their website, LifeFirstNaturals.com, to find out more. And longevityplaybook.com, where you can find out about the free newsletter. Anyone can sign up for it, as well as coming, we hope, by January 1st, a AI coaching program with nurses Linda, Lynn, and Rachel. Thanks again. Talk to you in the future. We hope you come back, by the way, for the B segment. We have a great guest. Mary Beth Albright is the guest on the B segment. She's the author of Eat and Flourish: How Food Supports Emotional Well-Being. Thanks again.